On the left side of Washington Avenue, just before the intersection with Britannia Street, you can find the commemorative plaque that welcomes visitors to the Garden District. On it, you can see the earlier name of this piece of land, the Livaudet Plantation. Madame Livaudet, its owner, was a Creole woman, a term that can mean a lot of things, but in this case means that she was from a French family, but born in Louisiana. She received the plantation as part of a settlement when she separated from her husband, and she soon sold it to developers and moved away to Paris. You can also see again the name the area had back when it was an independent city, Lafayette, after the French Marquis de Lafayette, who fought in the American Revolutionary War. Washington Avenue, where you're standing, is similarly named for a Revolutionary War figure, George Washington, the first U.S. president. And further down in the Garden District, you can find a Jackson Avenue, named for Andrew Jackson, also regarded as a war hero at the time the neighborhood came into being. From all these names, you might be able to guess who the people were who named the streets in Lafayette. Anglo-Americans, largely born in the Northeast, traveling south into newly American Louisiana to make their fortunes. The Louisiana Purchase in 1803 had added New Orleans, then one of the biggest ports in the world, to the young United States, along with booming sugar and cotton plantations further up the Mississippi. This wasn't the first time Americans had come to New Orleans. Plenty of American frontiersmen made an annual trip down the Mississippi to sell goods here in the port. But after the Louisiana Purchase, more and wealthier Americans started to come here and measured their stays in years rather than days. Some of the new American arrivals bought plantations or started enterprises in shipping or warehousing, and others got involved in banking, building, and other industries, creating English-speaking versions of anything the French-speaking city already had. And of course, some became part of the industry that fueled all this money-making, the slave trade. The industry of slavery was an enormous driver of the wealth that built the Garden District. One of those early frontiersmen making his way down the Mississippi into New Orleans later described the experience of slave markets here as a foundational event in forming his worldview. This was a young Abraham Lincoln, who would later become president and sign the Emancipation Proclamation that ended legal slavery in the U.S. Regardless of industry, most of this commerce took place in today's business district, and you can still find early 19th century commercial buildings in that area. But after hours, many who worked there retired to residences here. Today, the Garden District is one of New Orleans's protected historic districts. It covers the wealthy core of the original city of Lafayette, where homes dating as far back as 1838 can still be found. Our next subject is the mustard brown building to your left.